We're going to continue to look at prayer today. We're learning more about prayer this week. And today I want to talk about the plan of prayer. And when I say the plan of prayer, I'm not talking about having a plan before you pray, a plan of what you're going to say, or I'm not saying you have to have a plan before you pray. That's not what I'm talking about. When I say the plan of prayer, I'm just talking about how you are going to pray. And I think sometimes people get so confused and they think, well, you know, I have to pray a specific way and I have to pray in a certain way in order for God to hear me. And that is not true. And I think sometimes when people think that or see prayer that way, they end up not praying at all. And that is not what God wants. And I want to encourage you today, even if you're a new believer, just pray. God looks at your heart. And even if you don't know exactly how to pray, God sees your heart. But as we grow in our relationship with God, it is important that we learn how to pray. It's important that we pray new covenant prayers. And we'll look at that today. But the Bible tells us in Luke 11, verse 1 and 2, once Jesus was in a certain place praying, as he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. And then in verse 2, it says, Jesus said, this is how you should pray. So we're looking at how to pray today, the plan of prayer. And the big thing about praying is we need to pray new covenant prayers. Sometimes we pray like people did under the old covenant. And many times when we do that, it's actually insulting Jesus and what he did on the cross. You see, sometimes praying a prayer like David did, or Abraham did, or Moses did, is actually an insult to Jesus, because Jesus came and changed everything through his death, burial, and resurrection. We live under a better covenant based upon better promises, and we can pray better prayers. I want to give you this example today, but many times Christians will pray a prayer like David, and we find one of his prayers in Psalm 51, verse 11, where he said, do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Well, you know, that can sound like a very sincere, good prayer to pray, but the reality is, in the new covenant, God promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. You see, so for us to pray, God, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me, is insulting that promise that he gave us. You see, because of Jesus, God has come and lived in us, and he promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So I want to remind you today, don't pray like people who prayed when they had to pray a certain way before Jesus. Pray like a new covenant believer. Pray like you have a Holy Spirit, knowing he will never leave you nor forsake you. Pray like someone who is a new creation in Christ Jesus. It's so important for us to pray new covenant prayers. And I just want to remind you today as well that prayer is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. You see, prayer is not just talking to God. It's also listening to him. So as you start praying and as you make it a priority in your life, plan to also listen. Sometimes we do all the talking when we should also be listening to what God has to say to us. And for us to enjoy prayer, we need to plan to listen, and we need to plan to pray new covenant prayers. Remember today, you are highly favored and deeply loved.